This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 9th. God's word to you today is open eyes. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 34, verses 12 to 14, and it says, "Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it." It is not enough to pride yourself that you do not tell lies. Listening to lies is equally as dangerous because the spirit of delusion is lurking in the corner, waiting for an open door. God says, we are not to sit in the seat of the scornful or walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You cannot be filling your life with lies because soon you will not be able to tell the difference. Such people start by believing little lies, and eventually the spirit of delusion takes over. Delusion is a horrible thing. Delusion blinds people, making them see friends as enemies and see enemies as friends. That is a terrible place to be. John 8:43 says, "Why can't you understand what I'm saying? It's because you can't even hear me." Jesus was saying, if I'm speaking and you do not understand what I'm saying, it is because you cannot hear me. In other words, you can hear his words, but you cannot hear him. They are two different things. You can hear someone's words, yet you cannot hear them. Every married person knows what I'm talking about. You go through a period where your spouse can hear your words, but they cannot hear you. It happens to everybody, so stop worrying. Now you know that you do not have a problem. It is not peculiar to any singular marriage, but you have to overcome it. You need to know that is what is happening. Your spouse is speaking. You are hearing their words, but you cannot hear him or her. You need to overcome it. So when you do not understand Jesus, the problem is not with the truth. The problem is with our hearing. When people are not saved, the problem is not with the gospel. The problem is they are blind and cannot see. The reason we pray consistently for people to be saved is, according to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, from the King James Version, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." If your loved one is not following Christ yet, do not be angry or become impatient with them. You should pray for them so that they can see what you see. Let us pray. Lord, I pray for everyone close to me, but far from Christ, that every veil keeping them in the dark will be removed, that they will embrace Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.